Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, December 4th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Merton, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. I want to plug the podcast myself and Cole Sheldon did yesterday, breaking down UFC Washington, D.C., so definitely go back and check out that show from yesterday if you missed it. A couple of things to talk about today. Not a ton of news, but definitely a few things worth mentioning, and a couple of fight announcements that I think you guys will be interested in, so let's get right into the news first. First things first, Jairzinho and Rozenstruik will be taking on Alistair Overeem this week, and I'm really looking forward to this fight. You can definitely listen to my breakdown yesterday with Cole, and then also I'll be posting a written preview on MMAOddsBreaker.com as well. But as far as Jairzinho goes, he's already thinking about his next step, and he wants to fight Francis Ngannou, which I love because it's a great fight. He says it's a fight between two big, scary dudes. He's like, Francis is so scary, you don't want to fight him. And it's true, I think, for the most part. Francis can't get a fight. The Volkov fight could happen. It's possible. But even that hasn't been booked yet. So Francis is having a hard time getting a fight. Jairzinho wants to fight him. It's a fight that makes a lot of sense. The only thing I'm worried about is, like, is this guy looking past Overeem? That would be a mistake, I think. Overeem is extremely dangerous and very good. So Jairzinho's, like, a dangerous guy, and I'm very high in him. But if he's looking past Overeem, that could be a mistake for sure. Having said that, if he does win and he calls out Ngannou, I think we're all going to want to see that fight really bad. So I know Ngannou's been talking to Volkov. Volkov's been kind of going back and forth with him. That fight has not been confirmed yet at all. Jairzinho Rozenstruik versus Francis Ngannou, I'd kind of rather see that fight. I'm not sure about you guys, but I'd rather see Rozenstruik versus Ngannou personally. But we got to wait and see what happens. He's got to beat Overeem first, and that's not a gimme at all. All right, next thing, Paul Felder. He has re-upped with the UFC, signed a new deal with the UFC. So congrats to Paul Felder. Well-deserved. The guy's a really good fighter. Seems like a really nice guy, too, from all accounts. A great at commentary. So a company man. And he's got a nice record in the UFC, 9-4 record in the octagon. So great record in the octagon for Paul Felder. He flew to New Zealand yesterday to do a stare down with Dan Hooker. I have the article at BJ Penn if you guys want to see that. There's some pictures from the stare down there. It looked pretty intense. And Dan Hooker was interviewed as well. And he was saying that he believes that it's going to be an incredible fight for the fans and that he will fight to the nail to death. And knowing how tough Dan Hooker is, and remember that fight with Edson Barboza last year where he like got beaten down so hard but kept going, getting back up and going forward, I kind of believe him here. So I'm really excited for this fight. It's going to be an amazing fight. I'm glad Paul Felder got that new deal. He's going to be really motivated. It's the number 6 and 7 ranked lightweights in the UFC going at each other. It's a great fight. I'm really looking forward to that one. And I can't wait to see it happen. That's in February 22nd, Spark Arena, New Zealand. It's going to be a really good fight. Anthony Smith teasing a return to the octagon. Did not name an opponent, but says we'll probably find out soon who he will be fighting. I'm curious to see what it's going to be because now we have Blachowicz taking on Anderson in the rematch. We obviously have Reyes taking on Jones for the title. Who else could he fight? He's ranked number 3 right now. I'm just looking at the rankings. Number 1 contender is Santos. He's hurt. He's going to be out for a little while. Cormier's not a light heavyweight anymore. You go down a little bit farther. Gustafsson. Smith just beat him. Then you have Uzdemir, who's fighting Rakic, who's ranked number 10. You have Glover Teixeira. I mean, that could possibly be the fight. It could be Anthony Smith versus Glover Teixeira. It does make sense. Glover's calling out for fights. He wanted actually to fight Blachowicz and Anderson, who are obviously going to be fighting each other. So that could be the fight if I had to guess. But, it's slim pickings right now, guys, honestly. You also have Johnny Walker, who wants to fight Weidman. TV's moved up to heavyweight to fight Derek Lewis. He'll be kicked out of the rankings soon. And then you have Misha Cirkunov. I guess that could be the opponent as well, possibly, Smith versus Cirkunov. I think he's kind of ranked too far down, though. So if I had to guess, it'll be Glover because these other guys are just ranked too far down. We'll see what happens. It's good to see Smith back coming off a great win over Gustafsson. Really good fight, a really dangerous guy. I'm excited to see him return to the cage. Ryzen announced their card yesterday, and wow. I mean, the New Year's card is always a classic, no doubt about it. It's always a card that we all look forward to. I'm excited for it. But, man, there are some crazy fights on here that I didn't expect to see coming. So I'll just talk about a few of them. I don't talk about Ryzen too much on this card, but definitely the New Year's card is worth talking about. It always is. Always a fun event. Okay, so it takes place, obviously, December 31st. Saitama Super Arena, Saitama, Japan. It's basically Pride 2. All right, so some of the fights on here are you guys are going to be like, wow. When I saw these last night when they announced them, I was just like in shock at some of them. But I'm going to start with this one. Yuri Prochazka, who's an incredible fighter and who, honestly, I would love to see in the UFC or even in Bellator. There's some rumors he could be fighting Ryan Bader. That didn't happen. but he's still a great fighter. He's a champion, obviously, he's going to be fighting for the championship here, for the vacant title, against CB Dolloway. So, wow. CB Dolloway was suspended by the UFC, he was released by the UFC, and he's been suspended. So it's crazy. He's actually being signed by Ryzen, even though he's suspended right now. He has not fought since September 2018 when he got absolutely smashed by Khalid Mirzataliyev. It was an absolute beatdown. So this is interesting that they've signed him first off, because he's obviously breaking a suspension. It's not uncommon, I guess, for guys to go over to Japan or Asia while they're suspended in the United States. But it's a little surprising that CB Dolloway, because this pretty much guarantees that he will never fight in the UFC or even the States for a long time, I think. I think this is going to really upset USADA. So this is an interesting move by CB, and it's a dangerous fight for him. Jiří Prochazka and CB Dolloway, no one's going to pick CB Dolloway in this fight. This is a terrible matchup for him. I understand he needs to fight. He hasn't fought in a while. He's an MMA fighter. He needs to make money. I get that. But this is just the probably the worst possible matchup for CB Dolloway of anyone out there. So this is not a good fight for him. He's a good fighter, don't get me wrong. And I'm excited to see him fight, but not against Prochazka, you know. And I shouldn't say I'm excited to see CB Dolloway fight, but, you know, the guy has had some good performances in the past. We can't say he's a complete bum. Like, he's had some good fights. No, don't get me wrong. I just think that this fight against Jiří Prochazka is not a great fight. I'm excited to see Jiří fight, though, guys. That's kind of what I meant to say. Jiří's an awesome fighter. Just this is not the fight I expected. And I should mention, it is for Prochazka's belt. My apologies. The vacant title that I was mentioning was actually going to be the Bantamweight Championship, which will be Kai Asakura against Manuel Cape. Horiguchi vacated the title. So that's the vacant title here. And Asakura is unbelievable. He knocked out Horiguchi. He's looking really good. And Cape is also a really good prospect as well. So great fight there. Excited for that one. That's an exciting fight. And you also have Yaki Yamasaki against Seo Yam, who used to be in the UFC. Excuse me. And then you have a couple other ones here. Patricky Pitbull, the brother of Patricio, against Luis Gustavo. And Tofik Musayev against Johnny Case. Those are lightweight Grand Prix semifinals. Interesting fights as well. And then you have a couple other fights. Like Patrick Mix, who's in Bellator, will be fighting on this card, which should be good. You have John Teixeira, who's also a Bellator guy, coming over here. And then a couple other fights like Jake Kuhn versus Satoshi Ishii and Reyna versus Lindsey Van Zandt. Not related to Paige, but some interesting fights. I'm just really scratching my head at the CB Dolloway fight. I don't get it. Again, I know they need to find someone to fight Jiří, but really a guy who's suspended, who's basically a middleweight, blown up middleweight, who hasn't fought in over a year, really? That's the fight you guys got? So it's a head scratcher. I think we're all like really surprised when we saw it yesterday. They popped up really late at night. But yeah, really strange fight. I'm excited to see Jiří fight again, but CB Dolloway, really? Wow. All right, let's get to some UFC fight announcements here. There's some decent fights coming up. UFC 246, got this one here. Brian Kelleher against Ode Osborne. So interesting fight here. Brian Kelleher is definitely a solid fighter at 135. Kind of just lost in the mix there in a really good division. He is 19-10 in his career. UFC record 3-3, so not a great record. Coming off two straight losses to Montel Jackson, John Lineker. But he does have some good wins. Like, he beat Yuri Alcantara, who's a good fighter, and he beat Brendan Burrell, who obviously at this point is not the same guy, but still on paper that was a solid win. The problem with Brian Kelleher is he's a little bit older for this division, 33. So one of the older guys at 135, but he is good. Takes on Osborne here, Ode Osborne, 8-2, Jamaican sensation. He's on a nice little win streak here, 4-fight win streak. He was on a contender series, picked up a nice win. They signed him. I don't know. Like, it's tough. Like, Kelleher has experience, and he's fought better competition, but Osborne is a really good prospect. He's coming off a nice string of stoppage wins. I guess I kind of lean towards Osborne. The fight's coming up quick, UFC 246. That card, man, these fights are being booked really quickly now that Conor's been confirmed for it. So that's good for those fighters that they're actually getting a fight, but it's these guys are going to have short training camps. So we'll see what happens there. But Kelleher's been rumored to come back for a while. He wanted to fight at 245, didn't happen, but this will be a good matchup for him. And then UFC Rio Rancho has a couple fights you guys will be interested in. Devin Clark, he'll be coming back against Gadzimurov Antigulov, light heavyweight bout. Devin Clark is... He is 4-4 in the UFC. So he's been really inconsistent. He's like one of those guys that goes win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. and he's coming off a loss to Ryan Spann by submission. Ryan Spann's a great fighter. He did beat Darko Stojic before that, which at one point looked like a really good win when Stojic was like a great prospect, but Stojic is kind of like falling apart a little bit. And he takes on Gezimiro Antigulov, who is 2-2 in the UFC. He's coming off a loss to Michael Oleksiak earlier this year by knockout. Also lost to Jan Kutilov by knockout as well. So coming off two straight losses. He had a nice win streak before that, but he's kind of falling apart as well. So two guys that honestly are probably at the risk of being cut here. Tough fight to call. Clark, I think, is probably the better fighter, but I just don't completely trust this guy. And I think Antigulov actually is kind of dangerous. So kind of a coin flip here, guys. But I guess you have to lean towards Clark just based on the wrestling and just the experience. I think it's high-level guys. But, yeah, it's not a fight that I'm confident either way. And also on this card, it's kind of an interesting fight here, a bantamweight bout, women's bantamweight bout between Nico Montano and Macy Chason. Two fighters who really needed a win here. Chason, again, another fighter that was looking like a future contender at 135. She had some nice wins. She won the Ultimate Fighter, beat Panny Kanzad, beat Gina Mazzini and Sarah Morris by stoppage, and then she lost to Leanne Landsberger in the last fight. It was kind of a surprising loss to an older fighter. So this is actually her fourth fight in less than a year, so that's good to keep busy, but she better get this win because she'll risk falling out of the title picture 135. And then for Montano, it's, you know, kind of upsetting what's happened to her. I mean, okay, first off, her pro record is only 4-3, so it's not a great record, but you can't forget the Ultimate Fighter fight. She beat Lauren Murphy, Montana De La Rosa, and Barb Honchak. So those were great wins. And at one point, she looked amazing. She really did look like someone who could be a champion. And she was a champion. She was the flyweight champion of the world. And then she missed like almost 2 years. And she came back and lost to Julia Pena this year. And that was at 135. At 125, I think she was super dangerous. 135, Mott is convinced she is a championship-level fighter. This probably is going to be the last fight for Nico Montano in the UFC. I think Chason probably wins this fight. But Montano, you can't completely give up on her because she does have just a good, well-rounded game. But I think at 125, that was her weight class. 135 is not her weight class. But, hey, when you can't make weight, unfortunately, you got to move up in weight, and that's what's happened to her. So we'll see what happens in this fight. It's interesting, at least. But, yeah, Montano, man, I'm kind of disappointed what's happened to her career. I really liked her coming off the Ultimate Fighter, but if you can't make weight, then this is what happens. It's not the first time this has happened to a fighter where they won the belt and then struggled and then just disappointed afterwards. All right, that's it for today's show, guys. I appreciate you tuning in as always. Check me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, podcast, MMAoddsmaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Check me out at BJPenn.com, MMARays.net. Also, the podcast available everywhere. Like I said, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, iTunes, etc. So everywhere, check it out, guys. Check out yesterday's show, breaking down UFC Washington, D.C. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of the show. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.